Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently told Russia's Vladimir Putin that the United States was isolating his country on security matters. This week, it emerged that Zimbabwe has been excluded from a list of African countries attending a two-day defense chiefs conference in Gaborone. U.S. Army Brigadier General Rose Karavuri is the Director of Intelligence for the U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM. She tells VOA it was the decision of the civilian leadership to exclude Zimbabwe. However, she says the move does not mean Harare is being isolated.
That's not to say we can't learn lessons from Zimbabwe. I think, and I want to push back on the statement that we are isolating Zimbabwe. That's not the intent. The intent is we come in when we are asked. If an African partner wants support or wants us to help in a certain region, then that's what we help with.
Zimbabwe-based political analyst Effie Dlelancube says the decision to leave out Zimbabwe reflects the state of relations between the two countries.
The U.S. has not shied away from openly criticizing where necessary the Zimbabwean government when it comes to the democratic deficit and other things that really have undermined development in Zimbabwe. And that has been a serious source of friction between the two countries.
Karavuri says the Gaborone meeting is critical in assessing the security and stability challenges within the continent. She says there are concerns for many countries, particularly from threats posed by extremist groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamist State affiliates in regions such as West Africa.
The entire intent is the opportunity to come together, to share lessons learned, to listen and engage with African partners on similar issues. Each country has its own difficulties and opportunities. And so what we do, some countries have good ways of dealing with the threat, whether it's the expansion of an Al-Qaeda group or an Islamic State group. And what we've learned is by sharing best practices.
Karavuri says AFRICOM is monitoring the situation in Mozambique, where Islamist insurgents have launched fresh attacks as the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, ends its military mission there.
I think what we saw, they are adaptive and they're a smart group. And they have adapted to the changes in tactics by either the SAMIM forces or the Rwandan bilateral forces there. They also know when there is a timeline for an exit by SADC forces, they also know to wait.
Karavuri says the military conference will, among other things, discuss the threats in Mozambique. It is the first time that the annual Chiefs of Defense Conference is held in Africa. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.